you are here to have your ring from Baba. Are you ready for that? Echo right through the room. Are you ready for that? Because the ceremony that's going to happen now is not just, you know, like just putting on the ring, but internally, am I prepared for that commitment? Right? So usually, when do you put on the ring? It's a piece of jewelry, but you know, when is the significance of that increases engagement, right? So it has a meaning. It's not just a piece of jewelry, but it has a deep meaning when you wear it. Your emotions are connected, your thoughts are connected, and you are into a relationship. Right? So now, today, when you put on the ring, that means you are committed to Baba. Right? So, you know, it's not difficult, but you know, but are we prepared for it? Yeah? Because when we come here to Baba's home, we just don't remember God in the form of God. We remember Baba with all relationships. And one of the relationships is the Beloved. And also, here we say spirituality is not just 1 hour in 24 hours. Our spiritual life is 24/7. Right? When we call ourselves yogis, we are not just morning yogis. We are yogis throughout the day, throughout our life. So it's just a consciousness. No matter physically, maybe we are wearing white or colors according to our, you know, necessity when we live out there. But it's a consciousness, it's an awareness. Who am I? Right? So now you are here for the first time. You have been practicing certain principles and disciplines. So do you want to continue following those principles and disciplines in your life? Right? That is a commitment. So whatever you have been doing for the past 1 year, maybe, I'm sure it has benefited all of you. Right? Has it benefited? Has it benefited? Yes. So now that's not the end. It's just the beginning. You have to strengthen that again. You have to make that pakka in your life, firm in your life. So this is just a small ceremony to make those thoughts firm in your life. Of course, there are no rituals and customs here in the yajna, in this organization. But when we look at something, that reminds us of some things, right? So why do we put pictures of Baba? So that reminds us of Baba. Here we don't worship the idols, but when we look at something, that reminds us of some things. Right? So in the same way, when you look at the ring on your finger, whenever, that reminds you of your commitment to Baba. Right? So here, being in Madhavan, it's a different thing. You are surrounded by those vibrations. You are surrounded by those people. So constantly you are reminded of Baba and Baba's knowledge. But then when you go out, when you get involved with your laukik, it's easy for you to get drifted away. Isn't it? So again, we will have to make effort to bring us back again on the track. To get committed to a human being is much more easier to get committed to God. Don't you think so? Don't you think so? Why is it easy to get committed to a human being? And why is it difficult to commit to God? Obviously, yes. It's a physical thing. I can see that person. I can listen to that person. Right? I can absorb things from these senses. But here, with Baba, there's no physical thing, but it's experiential. More I experience, deeper the relationships. So it depends on my awareness and consciousness, how deep I want to experience. It's everything is based on the experience, right? There are so many people here, but each one of us have different level of understanding and different level of love for Baba. Right? So it's on the basis of our own understanding, we perceive it and experience it. So that's the reason we need something physical to support that experience. Mr. Baba says, gathering is a very, we need to have the spiritual gathering, Sangh, spiritual gathering. Why should we get involved with the spiritual gathering? Means we support each other on the same path. In the same way, some things, we take support of music, we take support of Murli, we take support of many things, so that I continue on this path of spirituality. Right? So, and this commitment is not so difficult also. At least the basic thing, when I start to follow continuously, then other things fall into place. Might be sometimes it becomes difficult, but then at least basic things when I start to follow, other things becomes much more easier. Maybe you are being following, you have been waking up for Amrit Vela for meditation and, listening to the Murli class. These are the basic things that we need to continue even after going from here. Right? So what are the two other basic things that we need? Just pay attention to these four basic disciplines. One is Amrit Vela. Second is Murli, listening to Murli, no matter what, either going to the center or, if you can go to the center, well and good every day, but then, can you listen in any other means also? Be in touch with the Murli, always. And the third thing is purity of food. That really helps on a path of spirituality. And the fourth very important is purity, celibacy. Right? So when we at least stick to these basic disciplines in our life, then other things, our positivity of mind, consciousness and everything start to fall in place. So for today, when you get your ring, make that determined promise to Baba. So what is it that you want to follow for the rest of your life? And then Baba helps you. It's always said, one step of courage and then Baba helps you with a thousand steps. Will take you ahead with thousand steps. Right? So if you don't keep even that first step of courage, then Baba will not be able to help you 1,000 steps. You know? That's the deal. If you keep one step, then I'll take you. If you don't have the courage to even keep that one step, then Baba also can't do anything about it. Right? So nothing is difficult. You have come so far. You have accepted Baba. And it's very easy. Everything is easy in love. Right? When we love Baba and when we start to experience Baba's love, everything else becomes much more easier in life. Right? So when you are here, fill yourself with Baba's love. And, you know, then you see commitment is very easy for you. Right? Okay? So prepare your mind. At 10 o'clock, Srila Ben will be coming here to give you a ring. Okay? So do you have any questions, any thoughts, anything that you want to share? We have 7 minutes. Any thoughts, any questions, any things that you want to ask or share or nothing? Okay. So you are satisfied, right? No questions. Free from questions, free from all thoughts. Okay then, let's sit in meditation and invoke Baba to be with us in this auspicious time of your life. Very important time of your life. Right? Okay, Om Shanti.